This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room. Ow. And texting and tweeting. I have one little hair, right? Anyway, and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us, that you engage with us, that you're discussing with us. Look at it. If you think I'm wrong, you think I'm off, give me a call, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, there's a dozen things you can do here to get involved, whether it's give me your email address, because I send out an email once a week, and even that I've been a little remiss on. We're now doing some texting, so if you want to be part of the texting program where you get information on the show, you know when we're getting ready to go on the air, because I know that Facebook and a few others are blocking us from getting the message out, you can simply text TRS to 313131. That's TRS to 313131, and you'll be able to see the show. And now, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can now, you know, you can get the show the way we've kind of tweaked it out a little bit. You can see it right there on your phone on the website along with the chat room. I can't make it any easier for you than that. All right? And as I used to say, and I want to start saying it again, if we're not on the radio station in your area, if you would, I mean, smartphone's nice to have it on there, but wouldn't you rather have it on the radio? So if we're not on a radio station there in your area, you need to call the station manager and ask him, why not? Why aren't you carrying, what is wrong with you people? Why aren't you carrying the show? It really is that simple. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're involved and you're engaged and you're part of. It's a big deal for me, anyhow. At least I don't feel like I'm talking to myself. Hey, a Mexican mayor issues a dire warning on the caravan. And, you know, and they've been pounding on him for this. And God bless him for being strong. He said, point blank, no city is prepared to handle this. No city. Not San Diego, not Los Angeles, not Orange County, California, not the state of California. We aren't ready for this. Nobody can be ready for this kind of influx. The Honduran migrant caravan, the Democrats keep insisting, was not a concern. It was far away. There weren't as many people as that the Fox was leading you to believe were there. The mayor of Tijuana, Mexico, denounced what he called a horde and said that it could last 6 months to try to get these people processed and pushed through. With about 3,000 Central American migrants having reached the Mexican border across from California, thousands more anticipated. The mayor of Tijuana said Friday that the city was preparing for an influx that will last at least 6 months and may not have any end in sight. Locals don't want them. Let's just be honest about it. Locals do not want them. You see them all over the television. You see them popping up everywhere. You know, the reporters headed down to Tijuana. I'm surprised they're allowing this stuff to even be recorded and put back out again. Juan Manuel Gastulum said that there were 2,700 migrants from the caravan in Tijuana, that estimates by Mexico federal government indicated the number could reach up to 10,000. No city in the world is prepared to receive this. He said, if I'm allowed, this avalanche, he said during a news conference, it's like a tsunami. There's a concern among the citizens of Tijuana. This will tax their resources beyond them being able to have handle it. We won't be able to handle it. We can't take care of our own. We have homeless people. We have vets that are in trouble. Nobody talks about that. None. Absolutely none of the Democrats are talking about that. How do you take care of the vets first? How about you take care of our own first? You know, you talk about you want to make sure everybody has health care and is taken care of. That's great. Why don't you take care of them first and then reach out and take care of others? Why don't we get our others in order, in hand, before we take care of others? U.S. Border Inspectors are processing about 100 asylum claims a day. At Tijuana's main crossing in San Diego, creating long waits, asylum seekers register their names in a tattered notebook managed by migrants themselves that had more than 3,000 names even before the caravan arrived. Right? Along the nearly 3,000 miles from the caravan's origin in San Pedro, Honduras. Right? I mean, look at where they're coming from. And I don't understand. They've been offered help there in Tijuana. I mean, in Mexico early on. And I think what they're hoping for is they want to rush the gate. They want to rush the border like they did in other places. And I hope we do stop them. I don't want to kill anybody, but I want to make sure we do everything we can to stop them and make sure that we take care of them the right way. Remember, running away from poverty is not... you can't be approved for asylum for running away from poverty. The migrants expect a long stay in Tijuana. They've raised a lot of concerns about the ability of the border to be able to handle this. Right? I mean, there's 1.6 million people in Tijuana. And they're going to be able to handle the influx of these people. Now, pleading for financial support from the Mexican government, Gastelum sternly warned migrants against criminal behavior, though authorities reported only 7 arrests so far. Now, see, that's one way of 7 arrests. But I must have saw 50, 60, 70 people throwing rocks at them. 50, 60, 70 people trying to push their way through. Right? They have... Five of those were for drug consumption. 2 of them were for disorderly contact. Conduct, I'm sorry. Now, supposedly, right, they're fleeing catastrophe, mistreatment. The countries of origin are terrible and bad. There's no food. There's no work. Yeah, well, I don't know what to tell you. Take over your government. Make sure the right people get in power. Mexico gave you some options. You blew those out. I'm Joe Massini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the
abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat.
Rumba. That's how you do it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Thanks so much for being with us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And you need to be part of the conversation. Seriously. You need to be part of the conversation because, you know, when push comes to shove, we don't all agree. We may agree on the same issues, on how immigration should be done, right? What true immigration reform. But how did you get there? How did you come up with that? And I think that's part of why we need to discuss. We need to talk about where we're at with things, whether we're on the same page or not. And then you might even hear how somebody else, you know, your cousin Frank won over someone else because of the way he or she approached it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. 5563. Talking about even the Mexican mayor and the Mexican citizens are not happy with this invasion of Tijuana. And even they're saying, their people are saying, this is a problem. This is an issue. These are not people we want here. Now, they're putting these people up in municipal gymnasiums and recreational complexes. They've been converted to shelters. Some of these shelters have as many as 1,000 people in there already. And it looks like they're going to end up with a little bit more than 2,000 people and well over 400 children. Tijuana officials said that they've opened the shelter as part of an effort to keep migrants out of public spaces. How nasty. How mean. How cruel. The city privately run shelters are meant to have a capacity of 700. Now, the President Trump fired back. You know, these are times when I'm good with what he has to say. I may not agree with everything he says or the way he says it. But at some point in time, if the Mexican government is overrun, overwhelmed with this stuff, if they can't afford to do it, if the people that this caravan is hanging out with in these little towns are saying it's filled with crooks, right? I mean, they've got people in there of ill repute. Why are we letting them in? Why aren't we stopping them on the way? Trump tweeted, "Isn't it ironic that the large caravans of people are marching to our border wanting U.S. asylum because they're fearful of being in their own countries? Yet what are they doing? They're proudly waving their country flags." How is that? How does that work? Is this a big con? I mean, no, think about it. Why would you wave the flag of the country you're trying to... Now, you might be a proud citizen of that country, and you can't figure out what happened to your country. But if you're coming to America, if you're coming to the USA because you want the USA way of life, why wouldn't you be waving the American flag? Right? No, just give it some thought. Doesn't take a... You do not need a college degree to figure this one out. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you're online with us. Whether it's, you know, watching us or listening on radio. I told you earlier, I really do. I want you to call your local station, ask them why they're not taking the show. Ask them why you have to go somewhere else to see and listen to the show. That ain't right. You don't want to do that. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Remember I told you earlier, I mean, the hypocrisy of the left, it's never... never ending, and they don't see it. They don't agree with it. They don't see it. Hypocrite Dems watch Schumer in 2006 tell the GOP to end recounts. Stop this recount madness, he said. But it's always like that, right? Remember when it came to checking into doing the hearings on Hillary Clinton's server? They wanted them to end. They were done with it. They wanted it to finish. That's it. It's over. We've wasted enough time and taxpayer money. But not on trying to tie Trump in it, because he has to be guilty. We're going to... Remember early on, Nancy Pelosi said, we're going to do this till we find it. Well, find what? What is it? What are you looking for? And we're seeing it pop up more and more and more. There is no collusion here. Right? And then as far as what I'm loving, and I know you guys aren't going to agree with me, but what they're doing now is they're putting razor wire along the top of the fence because these people are climbing the fence, they're getting to the top, and razor wire is a bad thing. I mean, it's really almost impossible to get around razor wire. It's tough. I didn't say, oh, I said almost impossible. It's become a common theme lately that Democrat leaders seem to never have been told that we have the internet. And this is what I've told you before. They hate this interweb thing. And they hate it because you really can't scrub it. You really can't, you know, you don't like that pot that you burned a couple, one too many times? You really can't get it clean. You never really get the burnt spot out, right? It's the same thing for these guys. First, it was former Senator Harry Reid, who was revealed in an uncovered 1993 video to be strongly against illegal immigration. Right? At least that's what it to the Democrats. Same thing with videos of Bill Clinton, Barack Obama. They both opposed illegal immigration, and they had the same ideas of fixing it that Donald Trump has. Now, you can say, well, they're not going to say it because it would freak them out. You can say he stole those ideas from Barack and Billy, right? But then you would have to admit that they had those ideas to begin with, now wouldn't you? And it just never stops. This kind of hypocrisy never stops with them. Now we've got another completely contradicting themselves while assuming nobody will call them out on it. Their own will never call them out on it. Chuck Schumer, who actually I think has won the title of hypocrite in chief for the Democrat Party. Right? I mean, seriously, think about it. This guy, he changes his way of doing business as much as most people change their underwear. So in the past, Schumer pushed his nose on Florida's business by ranting about the midterm recount controversy. He called it a down-to-the-wire numbers and a legal battle raged between Republican Rick Scott and Democrat Bill Nelson. Schumer declared that the recount should go on, and it should go on until Nelson wins. No, I mean, go on until every vote is counted. And notice they never say every legal vote. They never say this is the way, you know what I'm saying? They never say only legal citizens. They never say any of that. They say residents. Election officials should have all the time they need for the recount, even if the vote has to go beyond the legal deadline. Right, because we don't adhere to any. They never do. We don't adhere to any laws. We don't want any laws. We don't want boundaries. We don't want borders. We want to do what we want to do. And you shouldn't be able to stop us. This New York blowhard insisted after the early numbers favored the Republican, he wanted to go on and keep counting till, well, you never know what will happen. Maybe Louis and Guido can come in with some found ballots. I'm Joe, senior host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. We're going to hear what he has to say, so you're hearing his words and not mine. You listen to The Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. 'Tis the sound of the season. President Trump and First Lady Melania kicking off the holidays as the White House Christmas tree delivered to D.C., the president pointing to the tree and giving it a thumbs up. The tree north of 19 feet from a tree farm in North Carolina. In other news,
authorities are now concerned that rain later this week could hinder the search and cause mudslides.
In California, the number keeps rising. At least 80 people killed in the wildfires and more than 900 people still missing. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the very latest.
Mike Moeller is Cal Fire's Director of Communications.
As soon as we get a large fire like this, we dispatch what we call a watershed emergency response team. In anticipation of the weather, we create what we call inundation maps. We start to structure the hillsides so we do not get that runoff.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, because I want you part of the conversation. I want you to know what's going on. I want you engaged. I want you involved. You head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can give me your email address, because I want your email address. And the reason I want your email address, we send out an email once a week. We let you know what's going on, what's up, what's happening. Who's going to be on the show, that kind of thing. And in some cases, maybe even offering something you might want to take part of or be part of or what have you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Having a trouble with Mr. Lip and Mr. Mouth tonight. All right. So Chuck Schumer, he has... what do you want to call this? Convenient memory lapse? Right? Selective recall is what I used to call it. And when you think about what these people have said in the past, how they've gone on a rant from the podium and all this stuff, and then all of a sudden, they don't remember they said any of that. Right? So let's hear what Chuck had to say. Chucky. Some of you guys call him Up Chuck. I mean, he really, you know, I got to the point where I hear him now, and I don't know why I tune in. I mean, maybe I would say comic relief, but not really. But this is how Chuck Schumer felt about all this stuff back in 2006.
We believe that there are two options here. One is to go through a long, elaborate process, after which Jim Webb will be declared the winner. And the other is to do the right and gentlemanly thing to do and just declare Jim Webb the winner now. And
because he's a Dem. I mean, really, now what it boils down to, he's a Democrat. This is what I keep telling you about the Dem double standards. They don't really care about what's right. He doesn't care what's real or what's right. It's a Dem double standard. That's really all it is.
We're urging George Allen to do what some of his colleagues have done. John Thune only lost by 500 and some odd votes to Tim Johnson. Did not 64 did not have a recount.
Can we use the speech to stop some of the recounts? I mean, can we use his speech to stop a lot of this stuff? Maybe we should use his speech the night of the election to stop this stuff. I'm just asking.
Don Ensign, when he ran against Harry in 1998,
428 votes,
did not have a recount. And furthermore, there's one more thing that we're urging happen. President Bush called me this morning as well and said he wanted to work in a bipartisan way, and we welcome that. Well,
you've never welcomed that. Give me a break. Bipartisan, and Chuck Schumer means do what I say. That's really what it means. It has nothing to do with both sides working together. You know, when President Trump won, remember him sitting down, his little pompous self, and saying, you know, we'll work with Donald Trump as long as he legislates from our side of the aisle. Long as he legislates like a Democrat. You know, well, that sounds bipartisan to me. If I use their dictionary, you know, the one that includes their version of fascism and Marxism and socialism.
Great way to start off would be for George Bush to urge George Allen to concede. And we could roll up our sleeves and get to work and do the kinds of things that...
But wouldn't it be good, Chucky? May I call you Chucky? Thank you. Wouldn't it be good, Chucky, if we started off that way? Why don't you start, or why didn't you start, working in a bipartisan fashion to begin with, and then when your buddy came on board, or whoever came... Let's say the other side won, oh my God, right? But let's say the other side won. And you're already working in a bipartisan fashion, then you would have the ammunition to turn around and say, look, we lived up to our word. We're working in a bipartisan fashion before we knew the outcome of the race. Let's continue that on like the good people that we are. And then if you won, we can hold you. Oh, maybe that was it. Maybe it was the fact you didn't want to be held to that higher standard.
We want to do on a bipartisan basis that Harry talked about. And so I am urging, with all due respect, the president today to urge Mr. Allen to forego this futile recount and contestation policy, which will simply delay the inevitable, which is that Jim Webb is going to be the next senator from Virginia. John Kerry did just that in 2004. You may remember that morning where he said he knew that a recount could delay things but wouldn't change the outcome. And George Bush knows the other side of it in 2000. So there is not a better way for the president to show his desire to work in a bipartisan way than to make sure that none of these dilatory kinds of obfuscations go.
Dilatory obfuscations. What is it? The bigger word you use, the better it is?
You don't know what they mean.
He doesn't even know how to spell them. I'm sure he doesn't. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I mean, seriously. Well, you know, again, did they evolve? Did they have a different set of rules? Right? Did they... I love this. I love this about them because you can catch them at this so often and so many times. It's delicious. It really is. When you look at this stuff, you have to say, my God, look at these people. Look at how they're willing to fight for their own, but yet when it's one of ours, they'll throw them under the bus in a heartbeat. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just truly being part of the whole conversation. Look, in the next hour, we're going to take on an article about how parents are furious after the kids were shown a Planned Parenthood sex video. Now, one of my biggest irritations about this kind of stuff is that when it comes to things that are moral values, when it comes to things of right and wrong and same-sex marriage or traditional marriage, whatever it is, the parents should have a right have a say in their child's education. The parents should have a right to decide. Now, when it comes to math and English and, you know, those kind of things, That's a whole different animal. Right? And when it comes to history, as long as the school district is truly teaching history and not their version of it, then history should be taught, easily taught. I love it. I think it's wonderful. But when it comes to moral values, what's right and what's wrong, the parents have a right to decide. The parents have a right to what videos, what books that their kids get to see and read. All right, take another quick swipe. I didn't have this earlier. Thank you to producer Tammy for finding it for me. But not only on Tucker Carlson, but also I think on Hannity tonight. You'll never see this on MSNBC, ABC, DEFG. But when you listen to these people, and I might have to translate some of it for you because my Spanish is so fluid. So in Tijuana, when they were interviewing some of these people about the immigrants, right? They didn't get the response they thought they were going to get, which I think is hilarious. But good for them. Let's see if I can get this work.
Went there to find out firsthand.
There you go.
That's what they discovered.
So this caravan had been stopped at the Guatemala border?
Of course. I agree with that 100%. It should have.
You can't have it to be beware of these people. Because they are people, they are bad people.
Because they don't belong here, they're just migrants, but it's like the same, in the same case, it's like when Mexican migrants going to the U.S., they're undocumented.
Do you know of incidences here in Tijuana and in other cities that some of these people that are coming into with these caravans are committing crimes? This is not about racism. We don't dislike a certain group of people because they're from a country, one country or another. We are here because our government has not taken control of these, what we call invasion.
Whoa. Did he use the word invasion? My God. And they're not even Americans. And none of them were old white guys. Mike, can you imagine? And the beauty is, and I can't play the whole thing, is that Carlson then gets a reporter from Telemundo on. And it's just hilarious. If you can grab that clip, maybe we'll put it up for you later on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the extraordinary adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now, I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate... No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and just texting and tweeting and truly, truly being part of the fix. Being part of the fix. You know, it's just amazing. The more the stories I get, like during the break, I want to have some of you guys send me stuff, and I'm looking at this thinking... It never ends. It just never ends. You're listening to Real Side. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot going on up on the website. There's a lot going on that you can be part of, be engaged with. You know, before I get off this whole migrant invasion kick, just heard that migrants were complaining about the generous Mexican act of charity. God forbid we should have that, right? There are 6,000 Central American migrants have made Tijuana, Mexico their temporary home while they're waiting for asylum in the United States. You know, the migrants, right, you know, you haven't stopped hearing about them. They've come up from Honduras. They've come up by bus, car, they've walked, they brought trains. I mean, I don't care. If you see the video, they didn't all walk here. You know what I'm saying? And... Again, we can't handle. We are not ready for these people. Now, Deutsche Wall's Spanish language channel, I can't pronounce the name, they traveled to Tijuana in order to interview some of the migrants living in the camps. A reporter asked one of the migrants how the living conditions were in the camp. The woman complained about the food she said she'd be given in the camp, calling it food for pigs, and saying that she should die of hunger if she did not eat it. Well, you're getting food. You're not getting pig food. They're actually giving you decent food. And that's the best you can do? They're feeding you and your kids and somebody else's kid. The best you can do is talk about how bad it is? She said the truth is the food they're handing out here is terrible. The woman complained while holding up the food platter. Look at what they're giving us. Refried beans, as if they were feeding the pigs. And I don't know. I go to a restaurant. We pay decent money for refried beans, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
You know? I mean, seriously. And if they were feeding pigs, and the truth is we don't have any other options. If we don't eat this, we'll die of hunger. I don't know about you, but I mean, seriously. What again? When I go out, see, I'm not a Mexican food either. It's not because I don't like the Mexicans, not like anything. It simply has to do with I just don't like Mexican food. So if we go out with friends, and Miss Tammy and they want to go to Mexican food, I don't squelch their happiness. I get me some of them fajitas, right? Because they're chunks of chicken and onions and peppers and flour tortillas, and I'm happy. It works out well for me. And everybody else is happy. And it keeps peace in the valley. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Okay, look. What the heck? Here we go. This one. This is the one I love. Following a discussion on the Masterpiece Cake Shop ruling. Right? Remember that one? Remember, between the cake shop and the photographers. All of that where you have to, or they're trying to force you into a corner as a Christian to use your talents to be involved in something that you don't agree with from a religious or spiritual standpoint. Can you imagine this? Can you imagine being a Christian, trying to become a lawyer, and the group you're involved with is called a hate group? Gee, I wonder why that is. Why? Because they would defend somebody's right not to make the cake. They would defend somebody's right not to take the pictures. That makes them a hater. Hey, the event, Religious Freedom or Discrimination, the discussion of Masterpiece Cake Shop featured American Civil Liberties Union General Counsel Kenneth Kowalski and Alliance Defending Freedom Senior Counsel Jordan Lawrence. ADF is classified as an anti-LGBT hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center, who itself is a hate group. You know why I say that? Because they label every group that even leans right, they label as a hate group. If there's something that the right doesn't agree with, or a certain group or organization doesn't agree with, that the left is all in on, that makes them a hate group. According to the Southern Poverty Law Center. GW Student Bar Association President Ellie Kingston said that sent a copy of an email to Campus Reform. ADF has supported the recriminalization of the homosexuality in the U.S. It works to develop a religious liberty legislation and case law that will allow the denial of goods and services to the LGBT people. And as I've said a million times before, they do not deny them service. In every one of these cases where a case has been brought, they have had other options in the same town. Really that simple. And I'm going to keep saying this to the day they take me off the air. How dumb are you? How cold are you? How hateful are you? When you want to push a bakery or a photographer to partake of something that they can't celebrate with you. Isn't your wedding supposed to be the celebration of a lifetime of joy and happiness? I already told you how I take care of this a dozen times. And I'm going to keep, if I owned a bakery or a photography place, I would have a big sign up on the door. You force me to do something against my religious belief, then I'm going to give the money to an organization that is pro or anti that or whatever it is. Right? I mean, seriously, if you're going to force me to make a cake for same-sex marriage situation, then I'll just give the money to a traditional marriage organization. Because you can't tell me who I can give money to and who I can't. If you're going to force me to do the job, I'll give the money where I want to. See, the thing, we don't say to you, you can't have the cake made anywhere. You can't have your pictures made anywhere. No, we just tell you we can't do it for you. Or won't, whatever you prefer. The claims made against the ADF in an email appeared to be copied directly from the Southern Poverty Law Center website. A little cut and paste going on there. The Southern Poverty Law Center is an American nonprofit legal advocacy organization specializing in civil rights and public interest litigation. It has been criticized in the past for labeling conservative or Christian groups as hate groups. For ideological reasons, no other, like I said. The Student Bar Association condemns homophobic, biphobic, or transphobic hate speech that leads members of the community to feel unsafe or uncomfortable at our schools. They went on to say that we urge students to keep in mind which groups they choose to give platform to recognize their roles in fostering a sense of inclusivity and mutual respect in our community. Look, so here's what you're saying. If there's a religious group that doesn't, and I don't care what the group is. You know, it's really funny how it's always aimed at the Christians, but why don't you go to the on-site Muslim group? Ask them to participate in a gay wedding, same-sex marriage, and see what happens. I'm not joking, I'm dead serious. And I bet you'll never call them out. Never. I've never seen a story, even though I know it's been done, I've never seen a story where somebody went right after a Muslim group on campus that would not accommodate for other religions or other lifestyles, whatever you want to call it. No. I think you're afraid. That's what I think it boils down to. You're afraid. Student Bar Association condemns homophobic, biphobic, and transphobic hate speech that leads members of the community to feel unsafe and uncomfortable. We urge students to keep in mind which groups they choose to give platform to and recognize that their role is in fostering a sense of inclusivity, except if it's a religious organization and you want to keep them out as much as possible. Following the events surrounding last week's student-run programs on the Masterpiece Cake Shop case, I would like to take the opportunity to underscore GW's long-standing commitment to fostering an environment in which civil discourse, acceptance of differences, and collaborative dialogue are welcome and celebrated. But it's not. If all you're doing is putting down the group that takes a different stance than you do, you are not fostering open, inclusive dialogue. How? And again, if this had been come at from the right side, it'd be a whole different animal. Student Bar Association Dean's Office, Alliance Defending Freedom, didn't respond to the campus reform on questions on this issue. I don't know why you would want to respond. You're not going to get anywhere anyhow. They're not going to change their minds. In most cases, they probably won't even listen to you, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you're involved with us. Next hour, a couple of things coming up, but one of them we're going to talk about is how, you should already know this, social media really raises the depression risk. Therefore, it raises the suicide level. I'm serious, I'm not joking you. We'll get some stats to prove it. I'll show you. I got to tell you something. If all you do is hang out on social media all day, if you're worried about who's saying what about you, and the responses there are or aren't, I can see where you can get a lot of trouble there. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour.